So, Kelly, the other thing you wrote about in your column this month is the fifth discipline, or what he calls systems thinking.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that this is really applicable in our farming and ranching operations because we are working with natural systems and really trying to recognize that, you know, the whole is truly greater than the sum of the parts. And, you know, previously, I think in our attempt sometimes to understand things better, we break it down in a bit more of a reductionist or linear type thinking. And that's all right in some situations, because that will give you a really good understanding of certain components. But knowing that we have to step back and look at all the different connections and interconnections there are. I use the example of, you know, a fence and fencing supplies and components. And if you have those all piled up separately and not built into a fence, they might not necessarily make some sense. We make so many assumptions in agriculture that everybody would know what to do with that. But if you took a person that wasn't connected and they started looking at that, you know, okay, well, you have the posts and you have the wire and then you have the staples and, you know, some stretchers and all those different things, post-pounder, that we totally take for granted. But in and of themselves, they don't function to contain livestock, but together they do. So I think it's interesting just to make sure that we're stepping back and recognizing that there is lots, the interconnections go beyond the obvious, I guess.
I guess that's the old saying, seeing the forest for the trees, right?
Yeah. And interestingly enough, in his book, he has a chapter talking about that you can see the forest and the trees. And certainly that's in our own operations. You know, we have a way of seeing things that an outsider can come along and say, whoa, have you ever, you know, tried to put a gate over there and move them through that? No, we just always keep fighting with this old gate that's been here for 50 years. So, and we all do that. You know, I don't mean to pass judgment or anything, but recognizing that stepping back and looking at all the interconnections and recognizing the consequences, you know, that if we do something over here, there may be some unintended consequences, but they may not show up for a long time. So I have some kind of monitoring place to recognize that.
Thank you very much, Kelly. Great talking to you again.
Thanks, Lisa.